Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Harry Dent. Harry is the founder of Dent Research, author of Zero Hour and other books, and including his newsletter, Boom and Bust. Harry, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
HarryDent.com, and there you just put in your email and you get on our free newsletter and get to know us, because we, as you know, we have a different point of view that
you
I think people need to hear.
You do, and that's what we like about you, Harry. So, Harry, I do want to focus on the economy now, and the Fed has stepped up. One of the things I reported on early on is Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Federal Reserve Act, which says, and I'm quoting exactly, in an emergency, the Fed can become a lender of last resort to individuals, partnerships, and corporations, end quote. So the Fed is really taking that seriously. The administration, the Congress, the SBA, with all their delays, have gotten this done, and a lot of money has been put into the Main Street economy. And even though it's probably not going to be enough, they've got to blend that with getting this economy started again sooner than later. What do you think, Harry?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was important to have a lockdown short term. You have to stop this virus in its track and take the momentum, just like chemotherapy, then you go to a healthy diet. So, yeah, now it's time to get the economy going. Be smart. Keep testing things. Open one thing after another. If we don't get the economy going, this thing is going to kill us. I mean, we are already in a depression-like economy. The statistics that just haven't come out yet. Mm-hmm. You can see it in the jobless claims, like 26 million people in 4 or 5 weeks. That's never happened before. Well, you have to go to the Great Depression,
but even that didn't happen in four weeks.
No, it took 2.5 years to get 25% unemployment. Right. No, you're right. This is a deflation shock, and it's going to hit harder, and it's going to be hard to come out of, because particularly the smaller businesses that create almost all the jobs and most of the growth in the end, they don't have this endless, we can just borrow money or float bonds or whatever and raise money and get through it. And you don't bail out. Well, again, what I like about this, they are going to consumers now with the money, small businesses. It's indiscriminate, so there's going to be a lot of, you know, fraud and stuff and taking advantage. But that is way better than what they did in 2009 and all, bailing out the banks and major companies. Those companies can reorganize and raise money overseas or whatever.
Right. They got a thousand ways of doing it.
Sector, yeah, that needs support because they just don't have access
but
to that.
What do you think is going to be
the businesses that keep getting shut down?
What do you think is going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months? Well, give us your crystal ball view of what you think the economy is going to do.
Yeah, this is what's happened in every major bubble deflation or deleveraging history. You get this first shock that says it's over, and nobody believes it until then. I told people the first shock will be something like 40% in less than 2 months in stocks, and people will be in shock. Well, that's happened. Then you get this rebound that we're in. Yeah, government stimulating all this promises, and now we got an election on top of that. We're going to kind of keep bouncing up in what I call a bear market rally into maybe August, September, maybe October, towards the election, and then either before or just after the election, I'm telling you, Jim, we're going to go into a deeper downturn because this virus is going to expose the weakness in economy that's lived off of endless debt, endless financial asset inflation, all artificial stuff, not real stuff, not mainstream growth, not real investment in jobs and businesses, not growing incomes for everyday people. It's all been this bubble, and the bubble's going to burst, and they've created
But there hasn't been a bubble. There's not a bubble on Main Street, Harry. There's only a bubble on Wall Street.
What do you think about real estate either?
Right, but here's the thing, though. I think we need to start looking at the things, the paradigm shifts, as my friend Joel Barker would call it, the paradigm shifts in things like office real estate, commercial real estate, how people work in the future, their behavior, how we allocate capital towards things that are impacted by how people's behavior will change. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, the good thing about shocks, I mean, God doesn't throw, like, you know, hurricanes and thunderbolts at us for no reason. And we do get recessions, and they're healthy. They shake up things. They cause people to think different. Mm-hmm. All the great innovations come in downturns, not upturns. They just move into the mainstream in the upturns. And so this shock, and particularly, we're going to have to rethink everything. I've been trying to get I do more speaking in Australia than I do in the U.S. Great market for that. I've been trying to get them to quit having to bring me over there live and do more stuff online.
Right.
Now they're doing it, and it's working
right.
way better than
and
they
And it's
thought.
Saving them money because okay. you don't have to travel over
I'm
there for 24
money,
hours.
And I'm not getting killed. It's not, and I'm not getting killed by jet lag. It's
right.
killing me.
Right.
So you know, people may work half-time at home, half-time. Restaurants, small businesses, the good thing about small business is they're the fastest to react. They don't take forever to change like an aircraft carrier
mm-hmm.
making a turn.
That's right.
Restaurants can just, okay, we're going to be open from 11 to 3 for lunch instead of 11:30 to 1:30,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to encourage people to turn over faster and blah blah blah. We're going to and we're going to get through this and we're going to come out doing things the way they should have been done anyway. People sitting in restaurants for 2 hours, you know, drinking mm-hmm. 6 cups of coffee afterwards is not the best use of the president. So it forces innovation, and small businesses are the fastest at innovation.
And we'll see how that works with the behavior changes. But folks, remember, this coronavirus is moving your cheese. And if you think yeah. you're going to dine out on where you used to get your cheese in December, next December, then you know you're probably not going to make it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Harry Dent. HarryDent.com is the website. Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.